Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America, Diane Diamond with us on the program, author of the book, Be Careful Who You Love, Inside the Michael Jackson Case. Book now available, of course, at Amazon. 4 new chapters. Look for the updated audio version at audible.com. That'll be there in the coming days if it's not there now. When we left, we were talking about this attempt to get back in the record music game when he came back to the United States in 2007. His manager was Dr. Tomei. Now, how serious was this when you've got a manager named Dr. Tomei?
Yeah, and you can't really figure out who he is or where he came from. And
yes.
He tells all sorts of stories about how famous and wealthy and connected he is, but nobody ever seems to really know what he's talking about. This was a man who declared himself Michael Jackson's manager. He was introduced to Michael by his brother, Jermaine. Jermaine always sort of hung around on the periphery, I think, because he frankly had nothing else to do. His career was over.
Yes.
But Tomei, in the end, according to several people, just scared the daylights out of Michael Jackson. Tomei made all these plans. He got the AEG people interested. They got this Is It tour getting going, and everything was chugging along just fine, except Michael Jackson was still doing drugs to a horrifying degree. And while he did show up for rehearsals and he did show moments of brilliance, it just was not to be. And Tomei, among a group of other people, pushed Jackson to the point where Jackson became completely paranoid and afraid, physically afraid of Tomei. I look back at his career, as you know, I've been covering Michael Jackson since 1993.
Yes.
Boy, that's how old I am. But there never seemed to be a time where he surrounded himself with really competent, professional, forward-thinking people. He had some good lawyers, but he'd fire them, and then he'd rehire them. But the managers, the people closest to him, were frankly, they all had another agenda, and that was to make money off Michael Jackson. They were yes men to his face and their hand out to everybody else who wanted to deal with Jackson. You want to talk to Michael Jackson? It'll cost you so much money, put it in my hand. So his judgment for employees to be around him was never very great, and that didn't change up until the very end with Dr. Tomei.
That's just amazing. Be Careful Who You Love, Inside the Michael Jackson Case by Diane Diamond. 4 new revealing chapters, as we're talking about on the program today. A few minutes left in the show. I want to talk about the HBO documentary, Leaving Neverland. What were your thoughts on that? People coming forward and saying, well, these two guys that you had talked to before, Wade Robson and James Safechuck, where were these people over the years? They were in it for the money. You understand what goes on behind the scenes. Why, in your mind, did it take so long for them to come forward with their stories?
Because that's the way it works.
Yes.
With victims of a pedophile. Yeah, look at the Catholic Church pedophile scandal.
Yes.
Some of those accusers, it's taken 10, 20, 30 years for them to come forward, especially if they're male. Young boys who are sexually molested frequently do not tell that terrible secret. It's something about their manhood and looking weak or being a sissy, and they just do not tell. You're right. I wrote about Jimmy Safechuck and Wade Robson in the book when it first came out in 2005. I reported on them when I was on hard copy in 1993. I knew that these two young boys had spent an inordinate amount of time with Jackson, often without their parents. And I had a sneaking suspicion. And when I watched that Finding Neverland documentary, I wasn't surprised at what they were saying about the years and years of abuse they allege at Jackson's hand. But I was so saddened by it. I just, I got weepy, I'll be honest with you, because 1993, these kids, we knew they were, Jackson, what he called his special friends. But nobody ever stepped in and said, hey, especially the media. The media, who lapped up every bit of spin about buying the elephant man bones or sleeping in a hyperbaric chamber, nobody stopped to say, why are you always traveling around the world with unaccompanied young people?
Yes.
Why are they all dressed just like you? This doesn't seem right. Are you related to him? Nobody ever asked these questions of Michael Jackson. And I believe he was one of the most prolific pedophiles we've ever known. And he did it right under everyone's nose.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Nobody stopped to say anything until Wade Robson and Jimmy Safechuck looked into a camera and told their story. And now people are not asking me, oh, gosh, do you think Michael Jackson did it? Now they're saying, gee, I wish I'd listened to you way back then.
The book is Be Careful Who You Love, Inside the Michael Jackson Case by Diane Diamond. As we've mentioned, four new chapters, revealing chapters that are in the new book. The audiobook, updated audio version, which Diane narrated, available at audible.com. If it's not there, it will be in the coming days. Diane, it is always a pleasure to have you in the program. Thank you for taking so much time to be with us for the entire program today. Thank you for being with us. Appreciate it.
You've been listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. And join us next time for another broadcast of This Week in America.